but the fact that there was something in the middle of all this nothing made it hard for him to pass up. He decided to make the object his halfway point, and he hoped he hadn't already gone too far. He laughed to himself when he saw what it was. It was a boat, or part of a boat, anyway. It struck him as funny to see a boat in the middle of this dry and barren wasteland. But, after all, he realized, this was once a lake. The boat lay upside down, half buried in the dirt. Someone may have drowned here, he thought grimly, at the same spot where he could very well die of thirst. The name of the boat had been painted on the back. The upside-down red letters were peeled and faded, but Stanley could still read the name. Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Wasn't that the name of Sam's donkey? So I bet this is Sam's boat. You know, the one that sank to the bottom of Green Lake when Trout Walker's boat ran into it. Are you keeping track of the coincidences? Well, there's another one for you. We're near the middle of page 154, at the paragraph that begins, "On one side of the boat."
On one side of the boat there was a pile of dirt, and then a tunnel leading down below the boat. The tunnel looked big enough for a good-sized animal to crawl through. He heard a noise. Something stirred under the boat. It was coming out. "Hey!" Stanley shouted, hoping to scare it back inside. His mouth was very dry, and it was hard to shout very loudly. "Hey!" the thing answered weakly. Then, a dark hand and an orange sleeve reached up out of the tunnel.